The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Yud Gimel, and we are 7 lines from the top of daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. Yesterday we began a Mishnah on daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph, another Mishnah that discusses Metzias. So as we mentioned yesterday, Bava Metzia is famous for its second parak, Eilu Metzias, which deals with the halachas of Avedas and Metzias. But as you saw, the entire first parak, beginning with the first halacha, Shnayim Meichsim Metala, Zeh Oymer Ani Metzasiyah, Vezeh Oymer Ani Metzasiyah, really deals with Avedas and Metzias as well. Either way, the Mishnah discussed, a child found a Metzia. Does it belong to he himself, or does it belong to his father? Or what about an Eved or a Shifcha? A married woman that found the Metzia. Does it belong to her husband or not? So the Mishnah said, Metzia is b'nai yubitei ha-ketanim. Metzia is avdei v'shifchasai ha-kenanim. Metzia is ishtoi hari elu shaloi. In all of those aforementioned cases, the one that found the Metzia doesn't get to keep it, but rather, b'nai yubitei belongs to the father, eved v'shifcha belongs to the adoin, and Metzias Ishtoi will belong to her husband. Metzias Bnoi Ubitei HaGidoilim. Metzias Avdev Shevchasei HaIvrim. Metzias Ishtoi Shegirsha Afal Pishloi Nasan Ksuba Hari Elu Shalahem. So yesterday, we saw the Gemara that deals with Metzias Bnoi Ubitei Aktanim. What exactly is the definition of a Ben Katan? What's the definition of a Ben Gadol? We'll get back to that a little bit later when we speak out some of the Rei. But for now, the Gemara is continuing. The Gemara is discussing the second Halacha of the Mishnah. Metzias Avdev Shevchasei HaIvrim Hari Hu. So an Eved Kenani or a Shifcha Kenanis that finds a Metziah, there the Metziah belongs to the other. An Eved Ivri or an Amma Ivriya that finds a Metziah, he or she gets to keep the Metziah themselves. An Eved Ivri or an Amma Ivriya, even though you don't have the same Kenyan in your Eved Ivri like you do in your Eved Kenani, but at the very least, the Eved Ivri is a full-time employee. So to the extent that he's a payol, the Tanya will learn to the Brayis, but see, it's payol la'atzmoy. If a payol, somebody is working on a job, and while he's working, he finds a Metziah, he gets to keep the Metziah for himself. But Medvar Mamurim says, the Brayis, b'sman sh'amol inacheshim yayoyim ador im yayoyim. That's only if he was hired for something very specific. Nachesh, Adar, he had a specific job. But let's say the person was hired in totality for the entire day. I want you to work for me today, regardless of what I ask you to do, you're going to do it. That is the job. Then the halacha is mitziyah to the Baal HaBayis. That if he finds a mitziyah, it belongs to the Baal HaBayis. Because anything that he produces during the course of the day is mishubit to the Baal HaBayis based on the agreement that he agreed to. So Freit the Gemara, an Eved Ivri and an Amma Ivriya should be no worse than a payo who's working full time, asay imi melacha hayoyim, where the halacha is mitziyos of the Baal HaBayis. How come the Mishnah says Eved Ivri and Amma Ivriya, if they find the mitziyah, hareyu shalatzman, Amrab Chibar Rabba, Amrab Yechon, and the Gemara is going to say 3 terutzim. First, teretzach of Eved Noikiv Margolius Askin. We're talking about an Eved Ivri who has a specific job, he's full time, but his job is he's Noikiv Margolius. He deals with diamonds, he deals with something very exquisite. She'in Rabbi Roitzel Lishnois of Alach Acheres. His master doesn't want him to do anything else. So there the halacha is that being that the Adin doesn't want him to do anything else, to the extent that he does something else, he'll be able to keep the Metziah for himself. We're talking about where while he was doing the work, he picked up the Metziah. So if he would stop doing the work and then he would pick up the Metziah, being that he's working for his boss the entire day, the Metziah would have to go to his boss. But if he figured out a way to multitask, to do 2 things at the same time. I'm working, and at the same time I pick up the Metziah, there's no reason that the Adon should be entitled to the Metziah. Rapapa says, that the Braisa that says that Asay imi melacha hayoyim mitziyos al Baal HaBayis, that's only true if he hired him to actually find mitziyos. Veichi dami, how would that even make sense? The akfi agma ak bekivri, if flood came and things were all tzeflagin, and now somebody was hired to go try to sort it all out and see if he can find something from all the debris. That's how it would make sense. But either way, the point is, different akimtas either in our Mishnah or in that Braisa, so that there shouldn't be a steer between the two halachas. The Mishnah continued. The Mishnah said that a shivcha kananis, the halacha is that any mitziah that she finds belongs to the other. And Amma Vriya, any mitziah that she finds, a reyush alat. Explain to me the situation with this shifch. If she brought shtei sairis, meaning she's already 12 years old, my boy gabe, then she shouldn't be a amavriya anymore, because that's amavriya 101. We all know the halacha of yotzachina main kasev, that as soon as she brings two sairis, she's not an amavriya. So she must be a ktana. She must be less than 12 years old, meaning at the very least she didn't bring shtei sairis. The problem is, if we're talking about a shifcha that didn't bring shtei sairis, then if the father is alive, but then any mitzvah that she fought, it really should belong to the father, because that's what the Mishnah said. Mitzvah is b'nai yobitei haktanim. Who gets the mitzvah? The father is the one that gets the mitzvah. Ve'i d'leisa la'av, elamai, you'll tell me, it's talking about where she didn't bring shtei sairis yet. That's how it's possible that she's an amavriya. She also doesn't have a father. That's why the mitzvah that she finds doesn't go to their father. The problem is, if she doesn't have a father, she vaiter shouldn't be an amavriya. Tepik b'misas av. She should have gone free when her father died. The amar Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish said, amavriya kana atzma b'misas av mishos adon. An amavriya who's less than 12 years old, if her father dies, the halacha is, she leaves her adon's rishos. Mikal v'chaymer. You learned it out from a kal v'chaymer. So the kal v'chaymer is not our sugya now. But either way, the Gemara's kash is mamadav. What's going on over here? If she's a gedoyla, she can't be an amavriya. Elamai, she has to be a ktana. The problem is, if she has a father, it belongs to her father. And if she doesn't have a father, then she should have gone free the misa sa'av. So how is it ever possible to have an amavriya that found a metzia where she's going to be able to keep it for herself? But the Gemara says, the hope Kasha is predicated on something Rish Lakish said. Rish Lakish said that if the father died, she goes free b'misasa of, but v'lavi tosef Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish was already up gefrek. When you learn Masechtas Ksubas, Kedushin, you know that Rish Lakish is mufrach. So being that Rish Lakish is mufrach, it's not a kasha. Because you could say the Mishnah is talking about an amavriya that didn't bring shtei sairis. She doesn't have a father. That's why the halacha is, any mitzvah that she finds is going to belong to herself. But the Gemara says, when the Gemara fragged up Rish Lakish, the Gemara asked on Rish Lakish from somewhere else, is this Mishnah also raya not like Rish Lakish? Because we just said the only way to make sense of the Mishnah is if tiyufta the Rish Lakish. Could we actually prove from this Mishnah not like Rish Lakish? The Gemara says, look, could be, I could always tell you, I could be matchik. It's talking about that there was a father. She was less than 12 years old. That's how she's an amavriya. She also has a father. That's why she didn't go free. Meaning, maybe Rish Lakish is right. If she didn't have a father, she would have gone free. But she does have a father. That's why she didn't go free. What was the kasha? If she has a father, then it's not mitziyasam la'atzman. The mitziyah should belong to the father. The Gemara could be, that's really what the Mishnah means to say. Umay harein shalohem lafuket the rabbi. Just lafuket that doesn't belong to her other. But Anachinami, she in fact is not the one that's going to end up with it. The last halacha of the Mishnah was mitziyas ishtai. So a married woman that finds a mitziyah, the mitziyah belongs to her husband. A divorced woman that finds a mitziyah, the Mishnah said she gets to keep it for herself. Right? The Gemara, Girisha, Pshita, what's the Havamina? How would you have thought otherwise? So the Gemara says, Havamina, Skinon, Bimigureshes, Vein Migureshes. We don't mean a woman that is Vadai Migureshes. We mean a woman that's Suffolk Migureshes. Had he become Suffolk Migureshes, he threw a turn to Rishas Arabim, Suffolk Karavla, Karavla. That's always the case of a Suffolk Migureshes. Domer Abzei Ramashmuel, Kamakh, Shamar Chachabim Migureshes, Vein Migureshes, Baila Chaibim Zainiseo, because the Chachabim said that any time a woman is a Megureshes, Vein Megureshes, the husband is Mechuyev Mezoinis. And therefore, being that the husband's Mechuyev Mezoinis, I would have thought that he should be entitled to the Mitzvah as well. Because the Gemara says in Masechtas Ksubas Daf Mevav Amud Beis, that the reason a husband is entitled to any Mitzvah that his wife finds is Tachas Mezoinisah. Being that he's supporting her, it's only fear that he should get any income that she earns. Included in that is the mitzia. So I would have thought that even though she's really a Suffolk Megureshes, but being that at the end of the day the husband is Chai B'mzayin Yisrael, so the halacha should be, he should be entitled to a mitzia, says the Gemara, no. And you know why? That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Because time, what's the reason that the Chavim said that in exchange for providing support, you should be entitled to mitzia, is because we don't want it to be Eva. There shouldn't be shown bias problems between the husband and the wife. I'm supporting you, and I don't get your mitzvah, this is going to be Eva. Hacha says the Gemara, Isla Eva ve'Eva. This is already too late. That ship sailed here. Because there's Eva already. The fact that he attempted to divorce her, and now they're living together in this state of Suffolk Megureshes, there's already Eva. So the Svara of protecting the Eva doesn't make any sense. It's for that reason, even though he's Chayv and Mezoinis, he's not entitled to the Mitzvah. But it's certainly a Chiddush. Because if the whole Takana of why a husband is entitled to the Mitzvah is Ishtar, is Tachas Mezoinis, over here, we're at the end of the day, he's obligated to support, you could have certainly argued that he should be entitled to the Metziah. Kamash Malam not. Again, the Kimta in the Mishnah is that although the Mishnah says Metziah Ishtai Shagirsha, we're not talking about a woman that's Vadai Megureshes, but rather we're talking about a woman that's only a Safik Megureshes, and the Chiddush is as mentioned. So before we go weiter, and we get into a rather intense couple of Dafin, Perek Shnai Moichsen ends with a real bang. Shvere Dafin, just some raid on some of the really nice Lavdisha Yeshivish Gemaras that we learned over the last couple of days. So the Mishnah began Metziah Benoy Ubitei Aktanim. The halacha is Hare Elu Shaloi. Metziah Benoy Ubitei Hagidoilim. There the halacha is Hare and Shalohem. And we saw in the Gemara Machlokes Amayroim what pshat in the Mishnah is. What's the definition of katan and what's the definition of gadol? Shmuel said the definition of katan is katan mamish and gadol is gadol mamish. And there's a distinction between a child that's less than 13 years old that finds a mitzvah and a child that's already bar mitzvah that's older than 13 years old. A katan maybe doesn't have schiyah mideraisa, so when he picks it up, his whole schiyah was midrabanan. And being that he had his father in mind, he did it at daita the hachi that his father should be zoichin it. The geshmaki gemara that we saw on the bottom of Yud Beis Amid Aleph Anki Yud Beis Amid Beis. Whereas a gadol who has a regular schiyah mideraisa, there's no reason to say that any mitzvah that he finds, he was mezaka on behalf of his father, thus will be able to keep it for himself. But the Gemara said, "Upligid Rabbi Chiya Barab said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Loi gadol matnish, for loi katan kadol matnish. Rather, gadol v'soymich al shulchan aviv zeh katan. Katan the inay soymich al shulchan aviv zeh gadol. Definition of katan and gadol in the Mishnah is not a minor or an adult. That's not the punchline. The point is this person, this child, is he supporting himself or is he soymich al shulchan aviv? If he's soymich al shulchan aviv, even if he's a gadol, even if he's already bar mitzvah, the halach is that any mitzvah that he finds is going to belong to his father. To the extent that he's supporting himself, then the halach is he's going to be able to keep it for himself. So a few interesting things. Number one, anecdotally, there's a story that's told about the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon was once traveling and he came to a shtetl. And somebody invited him into his house. He hosted him. Hachnasas Archim. So he had the Vilna Gaon as a guest. Apparently, he noticed that the Vilna Gaon wasn't a Pashta person. He started picking up on those vibes. And he realized he's a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He's very saintly. So he calls him over and he tells him, you know, I have a Chumash that I yashin from my father, who yashin from his father. And there's a mystery on the side of the Chumash. Something that's puzzled us for years. We've never been able to figure out. Maybe you could be poiser this chida for us. Maybe you'd be able to explain to us what's going on. So he pulls out Sefer Bereshis right in the beginning, where the pasuk says, "Vayasal lekim eshnei amoiris hagdolim, esamor hagadol lememshelas hayoyim, vesamor hakatan lememshelas halayla." The isak echavim, Kadosh Baruch Hu created two moiris hagdolim, the sun and the moon. The mor hagadol, that's the sun, lememshelas hayoyim. The mor hakatan, the moon, that's lememshelas halayla. The isak echavim on the side of this Yitz Chumash, it said Gimel Vav Ayin Shin Aleph Nun Kof. So without Nikudas, it's impossible to read this. But that's what he said. And he said that was the Chida. He said he's shown it to many Gedolim, any chash of a person that passed through the city, he shows it to, and no one was able to place it. The girl looked at it, and in 1 second, he told him what it means. It's an acronym. It stands for Gadol V'Soymech Al Shulchan Aviv Nikra Katan. And he said, your father, or your Zeda, was coming to answer a kasha that everybody's bothered by. Chazal already asked the kasha. Vayasal ki mishnei ha-ma'iris ha-gedolim. We start off referring to the sun and the moon as ma'iris ha-gedolim. And a moment later, as a mara gadol l'mem shalos ha-yoyim. In the beginning of the pasuk, referred to the moon as the maragadol, shnei ma'iris hagdolim, and then in the same breath, it's a maragadol and a marakotun. What happens? The Chazal say the moon came with a taina, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu was mamayit to levana, and one day Hashem will be mamalip pkimas alavana. That's going to be lost. Loving, we say when we mekadosh the levana. But the Goyin said, you know what your father was saying? He was saying that being that the moon gets its light from the sun, it's not a source of light on its own, but rather it reflects the light of the sun. He's a gadol, but he's soymech al shulchan aviv. Gadol v'soymech al shulchan aviv nikra katan. That's why the Torah refers to the mar as a mar akatan. But the truth is that I've heard machshava over the years, this idea many times, that the definition of a gadol, what makes somebody a gadol? A gadol is someone that's not only fazich, he's someone that he's mashpia on other people as well. Somebody could be really, really great, but to the extent that he's selfish and he's not willing to share with other people, that's katnos, that's small. The pasuk says by... The pasuk says by Moshe Rabbeinu, "Vayhi bayom mahem, vayigdal Moshe." The next words in the pasuk, "Vayetze el echav, vayarves avloisam." What is a gadol? A gadol is someone that cheers. A gadol is someone that's able to look outside of his dalad amis. He's able to reach out to other people. "Vayigdal Moshe." In the next breath, "Vayetze el echav, vayarves avloisam." I once heard at a bris, somebody said that we say about the child, "Zeh hakot in gadol yeah." That when a kid is born, so the kid is selfish. The kid cries if he's hungry or she's hungry or anything that the kid needs, the kid is going to want, not taking into consideration maybe his mother had a hard day, maybe his mother just fell asleep. Kid doesn't know how to do that. But Zeh HaKatan Gadol Yeh, as a person gets older and mature, he develops this capacity to be able to take other people into consideration. Either way, that's this idea of Gadol, that Soymech Al Shulchan Aviv. If he's a taker and he doesn't have an ability to give, Nikra Katan. As Garnish Grois, he's a Katan. Either way, but as it relates to the halacha, this is actually a very interesting halacha. The Mechaber says in Simin Ayin Resh, Resh Ayin, Echoshim Mishpat, Metzias B'noi Ubitoi Hasmuchin Al Shulchanoi, Afal Pishahim G'doylin, the halacha is, Hare, if Afal Pishahim G'doylin, if Tesmuchin Al Shulchanoi, the halacha is Arei Shulchan. So this second halacha, Rabbi Chiya bar Rab, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. That means a gadol that soymech al Shulchan Aviv, to the extent that he finds a metzia, the halacha is the father is going to get the metzia. The Ramah adds, v'hu adin im hirvichoi b'schayra of the malach. So let's say you have someone who's being supported 100%, and now this person went out and brokered a deal. He made a few dollars. Who's entitled to that money? Does he keep the money himself? Maybe it belongs to his father. So at first glance, muschol rishon, it's a mefurish Ramah. A gadol. We're not talking about a katan. We're talking about a gadol. He's soymech al shulchan aviv. He's being supported by his father. Im hirvichay b'schayra. That means he did something work-related. Oibim malacha. He earned a few dollars. That loch is he doesn't get to keep it for himself. The Ramah says, a matana, that maybe he would be able to keep. But it's a mefurish halacha. Interesting halacha. So I looked around a little bit as it relates to the halacha l'maisa. A lot of interesting shailas. There's one tshuva that I saw from Moshe Feinstein in Igus Moshe where he spoke about this in a halacha l'maisa digger sense. So this is in the chelik ches. It's yeridei chelik dalet sim mem dalet. The case over there was that there was a family. They went to their grandparents for Pesach. And the Zayda was doing Bedikas Chametz. He had a 12-year-old grandson, and the grandson is doing Bedikas Chametz, so he decides to pick up the carpet. You never know. There may be something there. Mokum Shemachnisim by Chametz. So he picks up the carpet, and lo and behold, he found a diamond. There was a diamond there. And the question was, who gets to keep the diamond? So there was a family feud. Everybody wanted it. The kid wanted it. The baba wanted it. The zayda wanted it. The feta wanted it. So it turned into a whole shaila. Now, the question was, whose was it originally? Now, it certainly didn't belong to the grandparents. They had bought the house from an older woman who apparently had sold it already three times by the time it came to them. The shaila wasn't brought directly to Rav Moshe. It was brought to a Rav. The Rav thought he had the psak figured out, and he sent his shaila to Rav Moshe. The first thing that the Rav Nem done for a Dava Pasha is that if we could assume that it belonged to the elderly woman that lived in that house for many, many years, it wouldn't belong to her Yarshim. Because to the extent that the Yarshim didn't know that it existed at the time that she died, and they sold it willingly, they for sure relinquished any schusim that they had as far as the action in the ring. Rav Moshe said wrong. Absolutely not. There's no such svara. There's no reason in the world. He does suggest that there are times maybe where you could say a svara like that. But just because Yarshim were unaware of a Yerusha and they acted upon the fact that why, how were they supposed to know there was a diamond there? So Muschel Rishon, the first thing you would have to do is find the Yarshim of the Skena, determine that it was really hers. To the extent it was hers, it would belong to the Yarshim. But he says, as it relates to the Metziah component, he said, the halacha is, it belongs to the kid's father. He's the one that's going to get it. Meaning, if you can't track down the Yarshim, it belies a Metziah with a Bailam with Miyayish. Who gets to keep the Metziah? The father does. And the wrinkle over here that the Shoyl suggested was that apparently the father was being supported by his father. So you have a Katan that's Soymech Al Shulchan Aviv, who's Soymech Al Shulchan Aviv. So the question is, how far back does it go? So that's not the way it works. A Katan that's Soymech chashuv enough. The cousin can't come at a lavdin and say, yeah, they be supporting you. It doesn't work that way. So the bottom line is, the father would be the one that would end up keeping it. Another thing Ramosha speaks out is very, very clear, and that is that the only time you have this halacha of God alasoyim chashuv and aviv is only aviv. It's only father. But the mashal is mefurish halacha in Shulchan Aruch that if someone is yasam and is being supported, let's say in a foster home or something along those lines, the foster parents would not be considered aviv as it relates to this halacha. Either way, some very interesting halacha. It's not so pashut. A gadol that soymech al shulchan aruch. Again, the lashon haramah is in mervichu b'schayr halacha. I saw that the poskim, for example, discuss does a gadol that soymech al shulchan aruch have a chiv matanas lev yoinim? It could be doesn't really have anything because everything really belongs to his father. He can get a matana. So you have to know how far this halacha goes. Either way, some interesting halacha. That's the first star. The second ara is that we had the Gemara right before the Mishnah on Daf Yudei Zaman Aleph, more of a Lumbish Gemara. The Gemara said, "Boy Rava Zarek Arniki bePesach Zeh VYatza bePesach Achar." So in the context of the Sugis of Kinyachatzer, if somebody had an Arniki and he throws it into his friend's house, it goes in one window, goes out the other window, it never landed. It was Aver Sheein Tzayfel Lenuach. The question is, the person whose house it flew through, was he koinet with kinyin chaser or was he not koinet with kinyin chaser? The shaila was avish in tzeifel enuach kemunach dami. I love kemunach dami. So the Gemara said that lechura we have a raya, and the Gemara ultimately tried bringing a raya from Rabbi Yirmiyah's case where the tzvi or the gezolos went through a person's field. Where the halacha was that depending if you could get to it, you can't get to it. But what was mavur in the Cheshvan HaGemara, and this is really what we need right now, is the Gemara said that with this Das Acheres, well, before that, Rashi says that, what was the case of Zarek Arniki? I lost my train of thought. What was the case of Zarek Arniki? Says Rashi, the Hifkiroi L'chol HaKoydem. What happened was, the person that threw this Arniki into the house was master the Arniki. That was the case. I mean, what went on? He threw an Arniki. Favos. He owed it to him. Like, what was going on exactly? He was giving him matana? No, Rashi says it was hefker. He was mafker it l'chol akoidim. It went through this person's house. He wants to go ahead and be zoich in the house. That is what Rashi says. The pella on Rashi is that in the Gemara was mavur that we looked at this case as a case of das acheres matnois. And to the extent that the case was where the person that threw the arniki was mafker the arniki, if he was mafker the arniki, then why is that das acheres matna? When I'm mafker something, what happens? I'm mafker the arniki. Now it's hefker. It's like a mitzia. It's like anyone that wants it can go ahead and take it. So Rashi said that the case of Zarek Arniki was Hifkiroi L'chol Adam. And the Gemara said that when we view this case in Halacha, we have to view it as a tzir of Das Acheres Maknoi. So we saw a lot of Gemara's nafkimin is an Halacha. If this Das Acheres is not Das Acheres, the Gemara clearly said this is a case of Das Acheres Maknoi. So the kasha is that to the extent that he was mafkerit, why in the world should hefker be treated as das acheres maknoisam? The mechaber in Cheshemishpat Simin Reish Ayin Gimel Sivkotin Beis. The mechaber over there is talking about hefker. Simin Reish Ayin Gimel is hilchas hefker v'nechse yager. Says the mechaber, kol davar shal hefker, kol akoydim b'izachal. Anything that's hefker, doesn't matter how it became hefker, even though it's not a neder, says the mechaber, hefker, even though it's not a neder, it's like a neder. So if I'm mafker something, the halacha is, I'm not allowed to be chayzer. I can't backtrack from the fact that I made something hefker. The makar to this mechaber is a lashon Rambam. The Rambam in Perik Beis Hilchas Adar Malachi Yadalad. It's a very famous lashon Rambam where the Rambam says that if I'm mafker something, the reason I can't retract from my making this thing hefker is because it's kemoy neder, and just like you can't backtrack on a neder, if you backtrack on a neder, you're over the Israel Yachal Devaray, Moitzis Fasacha Tishmar, Kachol, Ayoitzimi Pevyasa, there's a lois I say, there's two I say, it's in that vein that you can't be chayzer from Akin. Freak the Ktsois, the Rambam's a plea in the Skava. If you would ask me, if someone's mafker something, you can't be chayzer, why not? It's too late. Because what does Hefker do? Hefker takes the chayfetz, it puts it out of my rishos. It's no different than selling stuff. You give somebody a matana, could you be chayzer? No, it's too late. Why not? Because the other person was kainit. Hefker creates a kinyan. Now, it's true, nobody else got it. It's in rishos hefker. It belongs to nobody. But al kaponim, it's not mine. So the reason I can't be chayzer is because it's too late.
Now, if I want to be zeich in it, knock yourself out. You can be zeich in kol hakoydim by zachar. There's no reason you shouldn't be able to be zeich in it more than anybody else could be zeich in it. And nobody would agree with that halacha. What we're saying is there's an issa chazara k'may neda, like a yachal devaray diga halacha. Freik tiktzais, vas pas lo yachal devaray. It doesn't make any sense. Lo yachal devaray would make sense if there was no shinui rishus over here. The point over here is when I was mafkir, it's not in my rishus anymore. If it's not in my rishus anymore, it's for that reason that it's too late. The only option you would have at this point is to be like, says the Ktzoyis, it's muchach in the Rambam, a gewaldig chiddush. The Rambam held that hefker does not work the way we always thought it worked. We always thought you mafker something, it leaves you a shus. There's a kinyan that takes place when you mafker something. Says the Ktzoyis, it's mabu in the Rambam, not that way. That when you're mafker something, there's in fact no kinyan taking place. The only effect that's happening is in hilchas nedarim. It's a sugya in the Rambam in afla. It's not in kinyan, it's not in mishpatim shoyftim nezikin. It's in hafla. There's a hilchas neder that's chal right now that I have an obligation to follow through with what I said. Hefker, the idea of hefker is anybody who wants to take it, they can take it. I can't now go ahead and mishsacharan with this. I have to allow someone else to take it. Usur lachsabay. But mitzad gidrei choshen mishpat in hilchas kinyonim, it's muchach that nothing happened. And the Ktzayis has a very long arichas on this Rambam. And I'll just tell you two kashas that the Ktzayis asks at first glance from this Gemara. So the first is, we know there's machloikis beshame besil regarding shvisas kelim. So you, a person has an obligation to rest on Shabbos. A person's Ever and Shifcha and Behemoth have to rest on Shabbos. Psukim in the Torah. What about a person's Kalim? Does my oven have to rest on Shabbos? Does my refrigerator have to rest on Shabbos? So it's a machlokes, Bisham and Besil. We, of course, passing like Besil, that there is no Issa Shvisas Kalim. If there was an Issa Shvisas Kalim, we'd all be out of business on Shabbos. Bishamai, however, took a very strong stance. Bishamai says it's a Mishnah in Shabbos, Yudzayin and Medvez. Ein Shoyrin Dioy Vesamon Vekashinen. Ein Noisnin Unon Shal Pishton. Veloyas Atzemeli Yoyra. Ein Parsim Mesudas Chayva Oivis Vedogen. A lot of chumras that Beishamai said based on this idea that just like I'm not allowed to do malacha, my eved, my shifcha, my children, my behemoths, my kelim are not allowed to do malacha either. Fake the Gemara Kasha. According to Beishamai, Gigis Viner, Victor of the Shvod, my time is short, Beishamai. How does Beishamai keep a kosher kitchen on Shabbos? How could you have candles lighting? How could you have food on top of a stove? You have a pot? The pot is working. It's cooking the food. You're going to tell me the food has to be 100% cooked before Shabbos? Okay, it's 100% cooked. It's keeping it warm. It's doing something. So if there's an Issa Shvisas Kalim, how do you give Zechan Eitzah on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, Demafkelehu Afkurid. You know how it works in Beishamai's world? Every year before Shabbos, like a shtar mechira, he's mafker his kitchen on Shabbos. Now that he's mafker his kitchen, it's not his. Oh, it's not mine. It says no issa shvisas kelim. Fake toys. Bishloim, if you understand hefker the way we always understood it, that it's not in my rishos, it's not mine. Oh, it's not mine. Gevaldik. There's no problem. But fake toys, the way it's mavur in the Rambam, that even when I'm mafker something, it's still mine. It's just the hilchas nedarim. There's a layachal devaroi. So how does hefker work? As I fake toys. Says the Ktzoyis, the Teretz is based on something the Rashba speaks out. Zok the Rashba. The Gemara didn't mean to say that in Beishamai's world, every person would literally have to be mafker his entire house before Shabbos to avoid Shvisas Kalim problems. What it means is hefker bezdin, hefker. Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. There's an implied Hefker. Bezdin has an ability to impose, and a person's possessions become Hefker Memela before Shabbos. Says the Ktzoyis HaChiddush. Yesh Loimar. That even according to the Rambam, where it's Mavur, that Hefker is not a Shinei Rishos, that's when a Yochid, but if in Prati is Mafker something. But Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker is different. Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, it becomes real Hefker. It leaves the person's Rishos. And being that this is working with Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, this is not going to be a Kasha. That's Gishmaka. Sifkot number one in this Ktzais. Number two is in Perik Rebbe Eliezer de Mila. So Perik Rebbe Eliezer de Mila begins with a machloikis, Rebbe Eliezer, and the Chachomet. We know that Mila is Leicha Shabbos. What about Machshire Mila? So Mila itself involves Chil Shabbos, and you're allowed to be Mechalol Shabbos for Bris Mila. But what about Machshire Mila? So for example, the Moyol doesn't have a knife. Is he allowed to carry it on Shabbos? Are you allowed to make it on Shabbos so that you'll be able to do Mila? Machshir Mila Deicha Shabbos or not? So Rabbi Eliezer the Mila fame is of the opinion, yes, just like Mila's Deicha Shabbos, Machshir Mila's Deicha Shabbos as well. The Chachamim argue, the Chachamim say Machshir Mila's not Deicha Shabbos. There's a very geshmaka blat gemara, daf kuflamid aleph, where Rabbi Yochanan said as follows, Omer Rabchia Barabba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Loyal call Omer Rabbi Eliezer Machshir Mitzvah Deicha Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan had a havamina. He was tempted
to learn that what Rabbi Eliezer said, that Machshir Emilah is Leicha Shabbos, it's not only Machshir Emilah. Any mitzvah that you could do on Shabbos, its Machshirim would be Leicha Shabbos. So for example, we'll go right to the punchline. Tzitzis is a mitzvah to wear on Shabbos. Could be, if you have a mitzvah to wear tzitzis on Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer would allow you to be Oivrechil Shabbos Deiraisa, to make tzitzis on Shabbos, so that you should be able to wear it. Meaning, don't make that mistake. As tempted as you might be, don't. Rabbi Eliezer didn't mean it l'chomi. And the Gemara says, lafuke what? And the Gemara says, like we just said, Olam Rab Nachum, Rab Yitzchok, V'item, Rab Unu, he was coming lafuke tzitzis. That tzitzis was what Rabbi Yechon was coming to say. That you're not allowed to make tzitzis on Shabbos. The Gemara says, why not? If Rabbi Yechon had a havamina that that's what Rabbi Eliezer meant, how does he know Rabbi Eliezer didn't mean that? What should be the svara? Maybe Rabbi Eliezer holds all machshirim of mitzvahs that you could do on Shabbos are deicha Shabbos. Maybe you can make tzitzis on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, you know, we knew not that way because hol b'yad lafkiron. Tzitzis is different. Because you're only chayiv in tzitzis if you have a beggar chodal kanfis. You don't have to have a beggar chodal kanfis. Because you could always be mafkir your beggar chodal kanfis. If you're mafkir, it doesn't belong to you. If it doesn't belong to you, you're not going to be chayiv in tzitzis. So it's efshel l'kayim shneir. Why be doiches Shabbos for the machshirei tzitzis? Just be mafkir your beggar, and if you're mafkir your beggar, you're not going to have any problems. V'k'tzoyz, bishloim, if the way Hefka works is, it's not your beggar, so it's not going to be my beggar. But if it's vaiter going to be my beggar, then what does hayo b'yodim mafkirim help? The whole point is that I'll own the beggar, but it's not mine, because I'll mafkir it. The problem... unless you're going to tell me a geshmak esvara, you'll tell me that even though it's mavur in the Rambam, that when you're mafkir something, there's no shini rishos, it still belongs to me. The iser lachzer boy is mernish mitzad hilchus nedarim. It's not mitzad choyesh mishpah, but it could be it becomes ener b'shusa. It could be ener b'shusa, it does become. And what he probably means is Rabbi Yochanan's memra that we had many times in Bava Kamel, gezov le nisiyashu abaylin, shneim ener michoylin lakdishoy, zelafisha ener shaloy, vzelafisha ener b'shusa. It's possible for something to be mined, however, it's qualitatively not 100% mine. It's considered ene b'shusay and a chaps enough gemina halacha, for example, that I wouldn't be able to be makdish it. I wouldn't be able to sell it. I wouldn't be able to be mafkir it. Gezav le'nisiyashua b'ayim shneim enam yichaylim makdish it. So it could be tzitzis or anything after a mafkir, even though it's still mine, but it could be it's ene b'shusay. And for ene b'shusay, it could be that's enough that you shouldn't be chayiv and tzitzis, and it could be that's all the Gemara says. So in other words, the Ketzos is saying two chidushim, speaking out these two aras, ekos der geshmak, and B, because there's an important hoysafa in the Ketzos that comes out from each one of these. Number one, as much as the Ketzos saw this big chiddush in the Rambam, he limited it to an ordinary hefker. Hefker bez and hefker is excluded. Additionally, he's willing to concede as the Ketzos that on some level there is a shini reshus. It could be it becomes any reshusai. At any time in halacha, you need something to be sai yours and sai your reshus, like you said to be mekadesh anisha. Any such area, it could be you wouldn't be able to, because it could be even though it's sheli, but it's not bir shusi. Either way, that's up the Ketzos. Shafti viroisi. I realized afterwards that as big a chiddush as this is in the Rambam, it's really a Shitas Rashi and Shas. And I have two Rashis for it. The first Rashi is the Rashi we began with. Rashi, we spoke of that a little out of order. But Rashi took away from some of the drama. Here in Bava Metzia, Dafi Bezim and Al, where Rashi said that Ravos Shailov Zorik Arniki B'Pesach Zev Yotzev B'Pesach Acher was talking about where you were mafkir. And still the Gemara calls it Das Acheres Makno Yisab. And everybody's bothered. Tosfos already asked the Kasha. Everybody's bothered. How can Hefker be Das Acheres Makno Yisab? How does Hefker work? I'm mafkir. It becomes ownerless. And the person that's Zoichem and a Hefker is being Zoichem and a Hefker. He's taking it from nobody. So there's no Das Acheres Makno by Hefker. Zoichem says, that's all true if you understand that there's a Shini Rishos that takes place when you mafkir something. So I was mafkir. There was a Shini Rishos. The person that's Zoichem and a Hefker is taking it from nobody. There's talking no Das Acheres Makno. But the way it's before in the Rambam, that when I mafkir something, it's still mine. That means when the person Zoichem in it, he's actually taking it from me. Because until the second he takes it, Sidachmana. So to the extent that it's still mine, it would pass to say Das Acheres. So says the Ketzos, it's a Rambam that's quoted in Hilchus Nedarim, it's a Rashi in Shneimersen, Dafi Bezim and Al. And says the Ketzos, if this is Pshat in the Rambam, if this is Pshat in Rashi, I have another Rashi. That's another Geshmak in Noisei. And that is in the sugyas of Beer Chometz. So we know that when we get rid of our Chometz, Erev Pesach, what do? We do two things. We're Mekayim, the mitzvah to say the Raisa of Tashbisu, we're Mevatol the Chometz, Kol Chamir v'Chamir, Iker B'Shusi. the bust of Leviathka Ka'ara Da'ara, and we also do Bedikas Chomets. The Gemara says that really our Kiyum Midday Raisa happens when? Our Kiyum Midday Raisa happens when? When we're Mevatel the Chomets. The only reason we do Bedikas Chomets is Midday Rabbon. Kiyum the Bedikas Chomets Midday Rabbon and who? The Midday Raisa Bebitl Ba'al Masagile. Because Midday Raisa Bitl Ba'al Masanaf. This is a quoted Gemara throughout the Sugis of Psochim. Midday Raisa Bitl does everything it needs to do. The whole Bedika is merely a mitzvah de Rabban. Says Rashi, why is it that when a person's mevatel the chametz midday raisa, he's done, and he doesn't have to do bedikas chametz? So Rashi says, the chsiv tashbisu, for like chsiv tevaru, alam de sharashi, vashposu de lev, he hashposu. Rashi, because that's the taich of tashbisu. The taich of tashbisu is that I get rid of it in my heart. Believe me, I consider it to be worthless. That is the definition, the technical definition of tashbisu. So if the Torah said tashbisu, and ashbosim means the way, it's for that reason that once I'm mashbis, I'm done. The mitzvah is to do tashbisu. I did tashbisu. Why then am I doing bedika? That's only midrabban. Tosfos says, I don't agree with you, Rashi. It could be tashbisu doesn't mean that. But you want to know why, when a person is mevatel chametz, he's done on the deraisa level? Because when I'm mevatel chametz, I'm being mafker. Once it's hefker, it's not mine. The whole issa for me to have chametz in my rishus is my chametz. For example, we sell to a guy. It's still my rishus, but it's not mine. It belongs to the guy. That's the whole concept of selling chametz. The issa is shalchay after roya. Avalat is roya shalchay here. So you don't have to come on to the fact that the taitz of tashbisu says taitz more pashit. When I'm mashbis, it's hefker. Why didn't Rashi learn like Tosfos? Says the Tosfos, Rashi l'shitasoi. Because Tosfos only works if you hold that hefker is a shini rishus. So if hefker is a shini rishus, the moment that I'm mafkarid, it's not mine anymore. It's shalchoy atoroy, avatoroy shalachir. However, Rashi l'shitasoi who held that hefker doesn't change rishus. So even after I'm mafkarid, it's still my rishus. If even after I'm mafkarid, it's still my rishus, that's what Rashi couldn't learn that way. Rashi had to come up with a new pshat that the taitz of tashbisu is going to be ashbasoi. Either way, this is the Tosfos, an often quoted Tosfos in Kaisle. It's in Reisha and Gimel. He was Mechiach from the Rambam and from Rashi that there's an idea that even though I made it Hefker, it never really left my Rishos. It's going to be mine despite the fact that I was Mafgut. The Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva discusses this Ksois. And it's in Arichos, and we won't go through the Arichos because it's getting late. But he quotes this Ksois and he says as follows. Ubik Ksois HaChoshin Reish Simen Reisha and Gimel Kosav Bazeh Dvorim She'inam Ruyin L'goyin Kamoisai. He wrote Chidushim, that it's posh, inappropriate for someone on his caliber of Torah. V'kvar yishavti aleim b'tshuva acheres. And he says, I already addressed it somewhere else, but that's the line that the Chassam Sofer said. If you look in Chidushe, Rav Meir Simcha, incidentally, I came to this because Rav Dmitrovsky, who is the author of the Hagoyis on the Ktois, on the Avni Meruim, on the Shev Shmaitza, he's Mitzayin, Chidushim Meir Simcha Lashas Shailus the Tshuva Simen Nun Gimel. I never realized in the back of Chidushim Meir Simcha Lashas there's some tshuvas that the Marich was malakate from Rav Meir Simcha. So one of them, Simen Nun Gimel, has a little bit of a heading on top of it. I'll just read you the heading because I think it's interesting. Ha'oris Hagoyin. This comes from Ha'oris Hagoyin Rav Meir Simcha Lachasam Sofer Mitech Aksaviyad. It's apparently somebody was in Liverpool. This is where this took place. He was in Liverpool, and he came across a Chassam Sofer, and on the gillion of the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, there were Ha'oris from Rameh Simcha. Right to you inside. Me'ezah Rav Zalman Plitnik, Liverpool. Hine zem nizman shereisi ben sifrei ha-yeshiva ha-kodesh, de kihilasi de Liverpool, Shailos Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, v'ala gillion ha-achrin. On the last gillion, matzasi lisimchasi ha-oris ha-chodos, ksuvois v'chasumois, Biksaviat Kotche shall a goin remeir simcha koyin zazal midvins. Sefer Chassam Sofer Zeh who may as voine shall a goin Rab Shmuel Yaakov Rabinovitz Zazal. Apparently he was the owner of this Chassam Sofer. Hanoide b'shem harav. I'm not even going to try to pronounce this name of a city somewhere in Europe. Misha Hoya b'soif Yomov Av Bezdin de Liverpool. The Nifta b'shnas Tofresh Pei Aleph. He died in the year 1921. Whatever. Who haya chasone shall a rav? Again, I'm not going to try pronouncing it. Ir my ladetoy shall a goin rameir simcha v'nira shall a roisa elu kosev rameir simcha belam de bimein uruv besfarav shal rav oyer. So apparently, rameir simcha was very young. He borrowed the rav's chasam sofer and he wrote a goyis on the bottom. So this yid in Liverpool in the yeshiva comes across this Kemoitze Sholarach. He finds Rameh Simcha Za'aris on the Chsam Sofer, and over there he has the following piece. And he begins it, does Rameh Simcha, Kines HaTzedek, Kahana Misayeya LeKahana. A Kohen that's going to go and defend another Kohen. The Ktois HaKhoshan was a Kohen, Rameh Simcha was a Kohen, and he has to stand up to help the He said, I got so much from the Ktzoy, so much of my Torah came from the Sefer Ktzoyz HaChoshim. Kanoi Kinesi L'Chvoida. I felt that I have to defend the covet of the Ktzoyz. Beroisi Kagoyin Ramosha Sofer Choshav Olav Zoro Ubahabiti. And when I looked into it, Divrei Ktzoyz HaChoshim Reisi Ki Itoy HaTzedek. And then he goes on and he says a very shver pshat in the Ktzoyz. So unfortunately, the punchline is the drama, and it's not so much the Vart. I just didn't understand it. And I was happy to see that Rav Dmitrovsky also said Vart of Tzrichen Beer. So it's a shver shtickel. But either way, at the end, he writes, Doik, Heite Vitirek, the Chipozen Yotzezois Midei HaSoifer, Ubora Divrei Haktois HaKhoshin. Talk to Mishnah. Motzah Shtarichoiv. So again, more Mishnayas regarding Avedis and Metzias. Motzah Shtarichoiv. Somebody found a Shtarichoiv. Im Yesh Ben Achrayas Nechosim. If the Shtar was a Shtar that had in it Nechrayas Nechosim. What does Achrayas Nechosim mean? It means that if the Malva goes to the Loiva and the Loiva has no money to pay up his Choiv, to the extent that the loiva had karka at the time that he borrowed money, and he has since sold it, the malva has a right to go to those lekuchos, and he can collect the karka from the lekuchos back for himself. Could that lekeach go to the loiva, who's his moicher, and get his money back? It depends on what their arrangement was. But as it relates to the malva, if his loan with the loiva was a milva that had in it achrayas nechasim, not only could he take from the loiva, but he can take any karka that the loiva had at the time of the loan, even though he doesn't have it right now. In other words, there's a lien on that karka that allows him to go ahead and take it. So, matzah shtar chayv. Somebody found a shtar chayv, a shtar that says, Ruven oshem money, im yesh ben achrayas nechasim. If the shtar involved achrayas nechasim, meaning it was possible for the lekuches to lose out from the shtar, lo yachzer. Then the halach is, don't return the shtar. Shebezin from mehem. The Gemara will explain what that means. Ein bem achrayas nechasim. If the shtar didn't involve achrayas nechasim, yachzer. Sheein bezin from mehem. Divir meir. Chachamim oyv. The chachamim say, ben kach. You're never supposed to return the shtar. So we'll see what exactly the Mishnah is talking about. Specifically, what's this machloek is remaining the chacham? Zok to Gemara. Somebody found a shtar choif. So I'm sure the malva is saying that, yeah, this is a real shtar. The leiva owes me money. What's the leiva saying? If we're talking about what the leiva says, yeah, it's true, it's a real shtar. He's an honest guy. He's coming clean. Absolutely, I owe the person $100. Then kiyesh v'machayis nechas, my leiach, and the halacha should always be, give it back to the malva, regardless of whether there's a chayis nechasim or there's not a chayis nechasim. V'kishay in chayiv moida, and if you're going to tell me he's talking about what the loiva is denying, then ki aim by a chayis nechasim, my yachzer, then you should never give it back. And nehi deloy gavi min mishabdi, even though you'll tell me, the shtar anyways doesn't have a chayis nechasim. So if it doesn't have a chayis nechasim, there's no lekeach out there that may end up losing out unlawfully because of this shtar chayiv, but the loiv is going to lose out, because if the loiv that has possessions, he's going to have to pay the shtar, and he's saying it's not a real shtar. So mechi tesi, we just go ahead and give it back to the loiv. Says the Gemara, it's talking about where the loiv was moid, and being that the loiv is moida, that's why there's even a conversation about giving the shtar back to the malva. The malva wants it. The loiva is admitting there's no din Torah. What's the problem? Everybody's getting along. The reason there's an issue is the chashina, because we're concerned. Shema kasav luva is benisan v'loy lova atishrei. Maybe they sat down to write the shtar in Nisan. The actual loan didn't happen until Tishrei. What's going to happen is any karka that the loiva sold between Nisan and Tishrei really shouldn't be meshubid to this chayv. Will be meshubid to this chayv. Because this man on the shtar is the wrong man. For us, the mitrush, the kukai shalaykidin, and you're going to end up taking the kukai shalaykidin. So, if there's no achrayis nechasim, there's no kukai in the picture, the life is Maida, so give it back to the Malva. There's no question. If there's Achrayas Nechasim, so now there are Lekuchas in the picture. If there are Lekuchas in the picture, we have to be worried about the Lekuchas. We don't want these guys to lose out, because maybe we're going to unfairly assume that the lien is really 6 months older than it should be, and it's for that reason they're going to end up losing. So we're trying to protect the lekuchas. That's where the halacha is. Lo yachz. But the Gemara asks the obvious question, which if you're not asking, subconsciously you're definitely thinking. So why is it even any shtar? Anytime you have a shtar, the shtar says, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Maybe it happened in Nisan or Nisan. Maybe it happened in Tishrei. The teretz is, that's what the shtar says. There's a malva, there's loiva, there's eidim, there's kim. Some is why we're getting all worked up. What's the issue? Meicha teisa, this should be an issue. Here you're telling me a new halach. Somebody lost the shtar. Somebody else found it. The malva says, yeah, it's a real shtar. The loiva says it's a real shtar. Nobody seems to have a problem with the eidim. They're not being taken into consideration. Well, Rashi later in the sugi is going to bring up the eidim. But at this point, no one has an issue with the eidim. Seem to be fine. Maybe there was even kiyum chesamis. Don't give it to the malva. You know why? Because how do you know that even though it says Nisan, maybe it was really Tishrei, and the lekucha is that bought from the loiva between Nisan and Tishrei are going to lose out. That's a good, I hear the problem, but it's not unique to this case. It would be true for every shtar chayv in the world. Says the Gemara, important teretz, kol shtari chayv loy rei. Hani rei. This is not a regular shtar. This is a reyasa. This is the idea of reyasa. Once the shtar falls, something's fishy over here. I don't know why. It's not passing the smell test. Because usually, if you have a shtar that says somebody owes you money, you don't lose it. So to the extent that you lost it, epis teiknish, we're now going to start worrying about things that are not even rational. We'll think the unthinkable. We'll stop being concerned about things that we're usually not concerned. So ordinarily, it's not a real chashash. Over here, it's a chashash, simply because it's a race. It says the Gemara, Elohad, and I went to the Mishnah, Kaitz, Mishtar, Loiva, Afal, Pishain, Malva, Loiva. The halach is that you can write a shtar for a loiva, even the malva's not there. Right? The malva doesn't care. He has no worries. You want to write a shtar that somebody owes me $1,000? Knock yourself out. I have no issues with that. So Kais Mishtar Loiva, can't write a shtar for the Malva, Afal Pishain Loiva Imai. But you can write a shtar for the Loiva, Afal Pishain Malva Imai. But the Gemara's cash is, how you let it do that? We just brought up a nice chishash. Nechosh, why aren't we worried? Shema Kosav Luvais Benisan, V'loi Lava, Atishrei, Fasi Limitrov, L'kucha Shavai Kidin. Meaning the Loiva doesn't care. Very nice. Ashrecha. But there's L'kuchais that may end up losing out. Because if you're writing it with the Malva not there, what does that mean? It means the Malva didn't give him the money yet. If the Malva didn't give him money yet, the Chayv wasn't Chal. So the Chayv isn't being Chal at the time that you're writing the Shtar. Why does that matter? It matters for the Lekuchas, because the Shtar says that the Lekuchas are going to have to give it back. It says that the karka that they bought is meshubet to this loan, when in fact the Malva wasn't even there. He never made the payments. If he never made the payment, that's certainly not a consideration. Again, what's the Kasha? Bish, being that we see in the Mishnah that there are times that we're concerned, Shema Kasav Luvais Benisam V'Loi Lava Atishrei, albeit in a case where there's a Reyes, so how come we're not concerned here as well? Says the Gemara, Amr Abasi, Bishnare Hakno, Dasha Benafshe, Enochanami. The only time the Halach is true, that Kais Mishtar Luloiva, Afa Pishe Malvi Imoi, it's talking about a very specific type of shtar. What kind of shtar? A shtar where the Malva specifically says, or the Loiva specifically says, that all my nechasim are going to be meshubit to you from right now, the minute we're writing the shtar, not from the moment of the chayv. Which means that if the lekuchas are going to end up losing out, they're not losing out shalai kedin, they're losing out kedin. Meaning the Gemara assumed that if the halva didn't happen now, the shibud wasn't chal now. Shtarei akna is an akimta. It's talking about a case where the Loiva and the malva agree that even though the loan isn't happening now, the shibud is happening now. So as a result, there's no issues. Doshabin nafshe ihochi fake the Gemara. Pastisim liktani yesh b'machrayis nechasam lo yachzer. The Mishnah that said im yesh b'machrayis nechasam lo yachzer vaykimna kishachayv moido v'mishum shem akasav luvis benis v'lova atishri v'asam mitav v'kuchash lo yikidin. We just explained the Mishnah is talking about a case where there's a chash kasav luvis benis v'lova amay lo yachzer nechsi. Why don't we take a look? Ibishtar akna, if the shtar was a shtar akna, hashabin le nafshe, and ibishtar the lo yakna lech lemechosh do amri ki lekem milva bahade like. So the Gemara is now going back and asking what it already asks. In fact, some Rishonim are not even going to these 7 lines in the Gemara. Because the Gemara is now going back and asking again, what's Pshat in the Mishnah that we don't want to return the Shtar to the Malva because we're worried that the Lekuches are going to lose out? Shaloi Kedin, why are the Lekuches going to lose out Shaloi Kedin? If it's a Shtar Hakna, they're losing out Kedin. And if it's not a shtar hakna, then they're not going to lose out because we're never concerned. We just said now that we're not concerned that the zman of the shtar is not the right shtar. But the Gemara says we just answered that question. Amalei Rav Asi, avagaf the shtari lav hakna, kin lakum lova badei loy kasvinan masnisa kivan the nafal israel v'chashina domarkri. Because we just finished saying a second ago that being that there's a reis over here, it's going to be different. So either way, the first pshat in our Mishnah is the Mishnah said somebody found the shtar. He runs over to the Malva, he runs over to the Loiva. Everybody agrees that the shtar is a real shtar. Again, this is the way Rav Asi learns the Mishnah. The halacha is, could you return it to the Malva? It depends. If the shtar was a shtar sheyesh bayachrayas nechosin, where there's potential for the Malva to have to go after the lekuchos in order to collect the shtar, then the halacha is that lo yachs. If it's a shtar she'im b'yachrayis nechosim, then the halacha is, being that the malva and the loiva, everyone's in agreement, so there's no question you're going to give it to the malva. What's the reason that when there's achrayis nechosim, you don't want to give it back to the malva? Because we're concerned that maybe, although this man and the shtar, let's say, is Nisan, maybe the loan didn't really happen until Tishrei. If you're concerned, you should always be concerned. And we know we're not always concerned. So why are you concerned over here? The Teretz is going to spin that it fell. There's a reyes that maybe the shtar is not a good shtar. Something's off with the shtar. Once there's a reyes, so we start being chayish for things that even aren't necessarily directly related to the reyes. But it just opens up a Pandora's box. And it says, you know something? We have to now look at the shtar in a way that ordinarily maybe we wouldn't look at it. That is Rav Asi's pshat in the Mishnah. Abaya Amar. Abaya said a different pshat. And Abaya is coming to address the... not our Mishnah, but the Mishnah that said, Koisvin shtar loiva, afal pisha and malva imo. And what was the kasha? Why aren't you worried that the lekuchos may end up losing out? Shaloi kedit. To the extent that the malva's not there, that means the loan didn't happen yet. If the loan didn't happen yet, you're going to be goyver from the lekuchos, assuming that the loan happened, even though it didn't happen. So how could you write the shtar just for the loiva? You should have to wait until the loan actually happens, then write the shtar, so the zman will be the right zman. So if you ever go after the lekuchos, you're going to go after them properly, not improperly. Abaya Omar, Abaya said, big words, Edov b'chasumov zochinloi. That Edov b'chasumov zochinloi v'afilu shtari de lavakna. The way a lien on a shtar chay works is that the minute the Edom signed the shtar, the lien goes into effect, even though the halvah didn't happen. Ordinarily, you think, when do the loivas nechasim become a shubit to the malva? When the halva takes place. If there's a halva, then there's a shibut. If there's no halva, there's no shibut. Said Abai, it's not the way it works. Edov dechasum of zochinloi. You know what's mezaka, the shibut to the malva? It's not the halva. It's the edov dechasum of. It's the edom signing on the shtar. So being that the edom signed on the shtar right now, even though the malva wasn't there, it doesn't matter. What's your concern? You're going to take from the lekuchos shalei kedin. It's not shalei kedin. You're allowed to start taking from the lekuchos as soon as the shibut was chal. And what was the shibut chal? Eidah b'chasumov. As soon as the shtar was written. That's why it's not going to be a problem. And as a result, Abaya said, v'afilu b'shtar yed lav akno. So that halacha that says, kois v'shtar loloi v'adol b'shem mal v'imoy, I don't have to make the kimta Rav Asi made. Rav Asi made an kimta that's talking about shtar akno. Why is everybody talking about shtar akna? Shtar akna is a kimta. It's a case where the loiva specifically says, I'm being meshabed all my nechasim to you, even though the loan didn't happen yet. Abaye says, no, doesn't happen. You don't have to make that a kimta. Every single shtar in the world, the halach is edem b'chasum of zochin loy, and as soon as they write the shtar, the shibur already happens. Says the Gemara, why did Abaye say this pshat? And here too, the Gemara throws in three ambiguous lines that we'll have to circle back to a little bit later to understand. Mishum de kashale kiven de amrit b'shtori de lav akna ki lesel amilva badei loikosvinon lekel amechesh de ikri v'kosev. The reason Abaya said his pshat is because what forced Rav Asi to say that it was talking about ashtar she'in akna? It was his pshat in the Mishnah. Abaya didn't agree with the way Rav Asi learned our Mishnah, and as a result, learned the Mishnah, and it's for that reason he wanted to come up with a new Mahalach in that Mishnah, because ultimately it's going to trickle down to a different Mahalach in our Mishnah, as the Gemara is going to explain a little bit in a moment. But before the Gemara goes back to this point and explains a little bit better Abaya Shita in our Sugya, but the Gemara asks a kash on Abaya. Abaya just said, Eid b'chasum of zachon loy. Hello, then I went into the Mishnah, Matzah giti nosh mishkuri avodim, daitik imant on v'shoyev. If somebody found a shtar where there was a get isha, a get shichrur, a daitiki, Rashi says, is the tzava that a shchiv meira writes. A matana, an ordinary shtar matana, a shoiver or a receipt, hareza lo yachz. Allah says, don't return it. Shem eksuven hayu, could be the shtaris were written,
with the intent of using them, but and then whoever wrote the shtar decided not to use it. It was never used. In other words, how do you know it's a real shtar? Being that you don't know it's a real shtar, you don't return it. An interesting kasha. According to Abaya that holds, who cares? You just told me that as soon as Edom signed the shtar, whatever's supposed to come about through the shtar comes about. So, at the very least, the shtar matana. The shtar, not Gerisha, obviously. For that, you need the Nasan B'yodah. But let's say the shtar matana. If Edom b'chasum of Zochaloi, there's already a shibud now, or the tzavah shchimera. There's already a shibud that's chalal yedei the chasimus Edom. So why in the world should you not return it? So the Gemara says, Hani mili heichad kamati liyodei. When do you say Edom b'chasum of Zochaloi? That's only if the Nesina actually happened. There was a Nesina. There was a Halva. The question is, when did the Shiva go into effect? Did it go into effect at the time of Halva? Or maybe it went into effect earlier? That's Edom HaChasum of Zochaloi. But it's only to the extent that there's actually going to be a Shiva. Once the loan happens, retroactively it went into effect from the time of the Chasima. Going back to our Mishnah, what did Mishnah say? Matzah Shtar Chayv. Yesh B'machayis Nechasam Layachz. V'kim No Kishachayiv. Right, we said what's pshat in the Mishnah that the halacha is that you don't return the shtar sheyesh be'achrayis nechasim to the malva. We said it's talking about even with a loiv as ma'ida. However, we're concerned shema kasav luvis benisan v'loy lava atishrei. So the Gemara's kash is asoy. This is where the Gemara fleshes out what it started talking about earlier. Bishloim the Ravasi to Amar Bishtari Aknaisa Moikila. Bishloim the Ravasi to Amar Bishtari Aknaisa. Bishloim according to Ravasi that said that the only time the Shibud is Chal from the time that the Shtar is written, not from the time of the loan, is if it was specifically articulated as such. It was a Shtar Hakna. So our Mishnah, where we're concerned that maybe the shtar was written on Nisan and the halva didn't happen in Tishrei, and as a result, you'll be taken from the lekuches shaloikedin moikilah b'shtari delavaknaisa. We'll be talking about a shtar that was not a shtar akna. That's the way Ravasi explained our Mishnah and the Mishnah of Kaisin Shtar Luloiva Afal Pishen Malve Imay. Who could they amrina? Like we just explained it. Elulabai, but according to Abai, the Amar Eid b'chasum of Zochin Loi. But according to Abai, that holds that every time you write a Shtar Alva, as long as the Alva ends up taking place, that loch is the shibud is going to be chal retroactive to the time that the shtar was written, and you can be toyer from the lekucha. It's retroactive from the time that it was written. Kedin ma'ikol meimar. So what's the problem in our Mishnah? Again, the Mishnah said that you have a shtar sheyesh bayachrayis nechasim, which means there can be implications for the lekeach. It was lost. Somebody found it. Even if the loiva is moided that it's a real shtar, you still can't give it back to the malva because the loiva can be moided and affect his own chiyuvim. But there are lekuches that are at play over here. So the loivas hayda doesn't impact the lekuches. We're afraid the lekuches are going to lose out shalikidin. It's for that reason you don't give it back to the malva. The Gemara's kash is, why are the lekuches losing out shalikidin? It's because we're concerned that maybe it was written one day, it was given another day. Why aren't we always concerned? Here there's a reyesa, it was fell. Being there's a reyesa, here we're going to be concerned. But the Gemara's kash is, bishlam according to Rav Asi, that said, Koisin Shtar Luloiva Alpha Pinche Malvi Imo is only true by a Shtar Hakno. But a Shtar that's not a Hakno, the Shibud is Taken at Chal from the Shas Ksivas Shtar. When is the Shibud Chal? When the Halva actually takes place. So you could always say that the Mishnah is talking about where it was in the Shtar Hakno. So the Shtar goes into, the Shibud goes into effect at the time of the Halva. We're concerned that maybe the shtar was written before the alva. Why are we concerned? Because there's a reyesa. So that's the pshat of the Mishnah. That's why lo yachzer. We don't want the lekuches to lose out. But according to Abaya, that said that when the Mishnah says koysin shtar loiva afa pishen malvi imoy, it's all shtaris, not only shtar yakna, because there's always a rule. Eid b'chasum of zochin loy. As long as alva takes place, lemafreya the shiba is going to be chal from the shas ksivas hashtar. So as long as we know there was alva, the loiva has a right to say that. Shachayev Maida, so we know the halva took place. If that halva took place, the shibud is going to be chal now from the shas ksivas hashtar. If it's going to be chal from the shas ksivas hashtar, why can't you give it back to the malva? What's the problem? He's going to be tired from the lekucha. It's from Nisan. Maybe the halva didn't happen until Tishrei. There's a reyes here. We have to worry about everything. Hey, the b'chusum of zachalai. You can get it anyways. So ma'ikol meimar amalach abaya. Sabaya is going to tell you masnis and hainu time. We're worried about something else in the Mishnah. You know what we're worried about? The chashina lepiroyin uleknunya. We're concerned that even though the loiva is moida, the loiva is saying that it's true, maybe he's lying. Maybe the loiva really paid. So what would be the loiva's incentive to tell the Malva, I owe you money. Exactly. You hit it. Hashtag that. Exactly. That's the issue. The ish, hashtag knunya. But you have to just add one wrinkle to the story. What happened was, see, when the Leiva sold the Nechassim, this was premeditated. When he sold the Nechassim to Lekech, he wasn't willing to take a Chayas Nechassim. So he told Lekech, listen, if somebody takes it, you have nothing to worry about, trust me. But if somebody ever comes, if there's a Malva that comes for it, I'm not reimbursing you. So it's anyways not going to end up back on the Leiva's desk, so that this, they just want to go and take this back from the Lekuchas. Zok the Gemara, one second, we're not done yet. A little bit more arithmetic. There is a Shita Shmuel in Shas. Who's Shmuel? So we're going to see him later. Tomorrow's daf. Either way, Shmuel who holds that that we're never chayish l'peroyin u'leknunya. He's not worried about this. How's Shmuel going to learn the Mishnah? So the Gemara speaks it out very nice. If he would hold like Ravasi, that the Mishnah that said kois v'nshtar l'loiva, this Gemara only goes with a nigga, that the Mishnah that says kois v'nshtar l'loiva is talking about a shtar hakna, then the Mishnah Muki Masis and Bishtar Lavakno. Our Mishnah is talking about a shtar that's not a shtar hakno. So it's not a shtar hakno. There's a real chashash. There's a reyesa because this shtar was lost. We're concerned maybe the avod didn't happen on the day that the shtar was written. As a result, with his lekuches that may lose out, Allah is layachs eliis of a kabaya. But if you're going to tell me that Shmuel holds like kabaya, the Amar Eidah b'chasum of zochin loy, that every single star that's written, as long as the avar takes place, the shibud is always chal l'mafreya from the time that the star was written. Ma'ikal meimar. So what's, how in the world are you going to understand the Mishnah? What's the chashash? So Abaya himself said, we're worried about the knunya. We're worried about this guy that paid and he's in cahoots together with the meicher. But the problem is Shmuel himself doesn't hold that way. So if you can prove to me that Shmuel learned like Rav Asi in the Mishnah of Kais Mishtah Loloiva Ava Bijay Malva Imoy, so he'll learn our Mishnah also like Rav Asi, then it works out. Hanicha, then it's wonderful. But if he held like Abaya, how's it going to work? So the Gemara says, Shmuel Muki L'masnisen Kishayin Chayev Moida. Shmuel has a different shot in the Mishnah. Shmuel has a third shot. You know what the Mishnah is talking about? Kishayin Chayev Moida. Where the Loiva is denying. He's telling the Malva it's not true. And still, and for that reason, that if the shtar has a chayis nechasim, that loch is layachzer. The loiva is denying. What is Shmuel going to have to explain now? How come if the shtar did not have a chayis nechasim, that loch is to give it to the malva? Mechitesi. Somebody found a shtar. The malva says it's real. Duh. The loiva says it's not real. And that's the way you would expect it to play out. So the loch is give it to the malva. When does lekuchay? Oh, lekuchay is worried about. And, but if there's no lekuchay, if it starts to aim by a chayis nechasim, you give it back to the malva. But the loiva shrein says the gemara ihachi came by a chayis nechasim amay yachser nehi the legavi b'meshabdi mibnei chari magbi enochin army. There's no Mishubadim implications over here because there's no lekuchays. But what about the bnei chari? Says the gemara shmule tamei. This is perfect. Because this is already Shmuel Shitasai. The Amash Shmuel said, "Oy Mahir Rameir." He said in the name Rameir. Rameir didn't once say it. A flake dogging. Oy Mahir Rameir. Shtar Chayv Shein by Achayis Nachasim. Mashtar that has Achayis Nachasim. Ein Goyva Loimi Meshabdi VeLoimi Bnei Chari. Any star that doesn't have in it Achayis Nachasim is a worthless star. That's why he has no problem giving it to him. The shtar that has a chayis nechasim is a real shtar. Lo yachzer. The shtar that doesn't have a chayis nechasim is a worthless shtar. If it's a worthless shtar, you have nothing to worry about. Fake the Gemara, but one second. If it's a worthless shtar, what are you giving it to the Malva for? Zok the Gemara, you're right. For paper. That's the Gemara standards. Amar Rab, the Gemara says, Lotzer al pitzul chisle? Yeah. Amar Rab Nasa Bereshi, Lotzer al pitzul chisle. Not bitmiya? Yeah. Lotzer al pitzul chisle. Period. That's why you're giving it to him. They're fighting over a piece of paper. In Shmuel's world, a shtar she'en b'yachrayis nechasim is a piece of paper. So it's a piece of paper, you give it to the Rav. But the Gemara says, one second, there's one more nice kinetch over here. Maybe the Leiva should get a latzor pitzul chisay. What's the answer? No, the Gemara says, the Leiva says la'adam. He's in chayim moid. He said it's not a real shtar. So if it's not a real shtar, he's certainly not getting the paper. Zok the Gemara, we'll just conclude. We'll go through this next piece of Gemara quickly, and we'll pick it up tomorrow. Omer Rabbi Loza. So we had over here really three pshatim and how to learn the Mishnah. We'll chazer it over again in Netz Hashem at the beginning of the next daf. But a little bit more. We're not done yet. I'm Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza said, Machloikis from Chayiv Moida. The Machloikis in our Mishnah. Which Machloikis? Rav Meir and the Chachamis. It's a little confusing. We have here Rav Asi, Shmuel, and Abaya. Thank you. How to understand the Shitas Rav Meir.
But we also have a Chachamim that we have to reckon with. There's another sheet in the Mishnah. This whole Amid Gemara was all trying to understand Shitas Rav Meir, who's the first sheet in the Mishnah, where Rav Meir said that the only time Lo Yachser is if it's Yesh by Achrayis Nechasim, but if there was no Achrayis Nechasim, then the Halach is going to be Yachser. The Chachamim said, Benkach Ubenkach Lo Yachser, Mebnei Shebezin from that. Even if there's no Achrayis Nechasim, still the Halach is going to be Lo Yachser. So now we have a memra from Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yechanan, who are going to explain the machloikis Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Machloikis b'she'en chayev moida. The machloikis is b'she'en chayev moida. The Mishnah is talking about where the Leiva does not agree that the shtar is a real shtar. What's the machloikis Rav Meir? So Rav Meir holds shtar she'en b'yachrayis nechasim in a goyva loyim b'mishabdiv loyim b'necharim. That a shtar she'en b'yachrayis nechasim is a worthless shtar. It's for that reason, even though the Leiva is denying, you can give it to the Malva. What's the Malva going to do with a worthless shtar? Lotzeral, Pitzlu Chisai. Rabbanon Savri, the Rabbanon hold Mikva Gavi. You could be Gaiva. Avo Kishachayiv Maida. But if the Leiva would agree the shtar is a good shtar, Divrei Kol Yachzer. Everybody would hold, you could give it back. We're not worried about Brayan Lektunya. Whose shita was this? This was Shmuel Shita. That the Mishnah is talking about Kishe'en Chayev Moida. But if it was Chayev Moida, you would be able to give it back. And the reason is because we're not worried about the Kos of Luvois Benisloi Lava Tishrei, because Eid B'chasum of Zochenloi. And we're also not worried about Knunya, because Shmuel is never Chayesh to Knunya. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Rabbi Yechanan had a different shot. Machloikis B'shechayev Moida. It's the opposite. Machloikis is when the Loiva was Moida. The Rameir Sover Rameir holds Shtar Shein by Achrayis Nechasim Mi Meshabdi Hudle Gavi Avol Bnei Gavi Avol Mibnei Chari Mikva Gavi Rabbanon Savi the Rabbanon hold Mi Meshabdi Nami Gavi. That you could also, you could be Gavi for the Meshabbat. I mean, Rameir's Shita is that I'm worried about the Lekuchas. I'm not worried about the Bnei Chari. Why am I not worried about the Bnei Chari? Because the Leiva was Maida. So the whole concern over here is the Lekuchas. Being that the whole concern is the Lekuchas, if it's a Shtar Sheyesh Be'achrayis Nechasim, lo Yachzer, because there's Lekuchas. If it's a Shtar Sheyesh Be'achrayis Nechasim, Yachzer, because there are no Lekuchas. Avo, and the Rabbanon hold, that even a Shtar Sheyesh Be'achrayis Nechasim, you could still be Goyva from Lekuchas. So it's for that reason you have the same problem, even if it's a Shtar Sheyesh Be'achrayis Nechasim. However, Kishen Chayev Moida Divri Akoy lo Yachzer, the Chashani Liberoi, but if the Leiva is not Moida, everyone's agreed, you're not going to be able to give it back. In other words, who did Rabbi Yochanan learn like? Rabbi Yochanan learned like Abaya. We'll see more about that. But either way, what the Gemara is coming out, the Gemara is saying, is that this Machloikis, Ravasi, Abaya, and Shmuel, and how to understand Shitas Rav Meir, really played itself out in a little bit of a different context of Machloikis, Rabbi Lozor, and Rabbi Yochanan, how to explain the Machloikis Rav Meir and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. Is the Mishnah going Kishachayev Moida, or is it Kishein Chayev Moida? If it's Kishachayev Moida, it would have to work with either Shitas Abaya or Shitas Ravasi. We'll see that a little bit clearer tomorrow. Or if it's talking about Kishein Chayev Moida, then the way to make the Machloikis work would be Aliba de Shmuel.